It's the new and improved All Paraffin Wax Program with Flubber McDoofus and Pussy Willow. The makers of genuine all-paraffin wax and self-polishing chem goo for your floors present a special, filthied-up, foul-mouthed, send-up nostalgia edition of the real 1940s radio sitcom Fibber McGee and Molly. Rewritten at the M. Watson Dodge Degenerate Writers Guild, we're calling it The Flubber McDoofus and Pussy Willow Show. Hi, I'm genial announcer Handy Fatcox. You know, spring cleaning is an annual rite for an average housewife like Pussy Willow McDoofus at number 79 Wistful Vista. But it's a time of torture for her husband, Flubber. Like all husbands who don't want to scotch their hopes of getting any poontang before winter sets in, Flubber always lends a helping, though barely willing, hand. Today it's Flubber's task to haul junk down from the attic, dumping it in the disintegrating streets of the unspecified, though probably Midwestern shit town, where the McDoofuses live.
Pussy, you depressingly aging bitch. Let's sit down and rest our weary corpuses delecti. I'm sweating bullets and you must be too. The way your lady parts are putting out that horrible stench.
McDoodoo, you stubby-legged, fetid fecaloid.
What? You calling me a fecaloid?
Horses sweat, men perspire, and ladies glow. You might have known that if you weren't such a dumb shit for brains, turnip-nosed, loosh douche.
Well, listen, you skinny, dark-faced, pull-up bimbo. I am an overworked, sway-backed, mistreated beast of burden. I mean your average workhorse, of course, and I do sweat buckets. So lead me out of the kitchen and fill my trough with beer. Hey, pussy, you ever hear the one about the two girls who took a cooler of beer down to the beach? They got sand in their schlitz. Ha ha ha
ha. You can have a beer later, you feckin' alcoholic Nimrod. I wanna get all this stuff sorted and thrown away. Like those books on the shelf over there.
Okay, which ones should we toss out?
I think maybe let's throw out the two on the ends. You probably wanna keep the one in the middle.
What's the one in the middle?
Long Dong Silver Does Dallas. It's actually not a book, after all. You never learned how to read. It's your video cassette.
Come in!
Hello there, kids! What you doing?
Hello there, old-timer. You moldy old, barely humorous cretin. We're house cleaning. Want to help?
How much you paying?
2 bits an hour plus a hand job, me being the one that gets the hand job.
That's pretty good, Johnny. But the way I heard it, one feller says the other feller, "Say, friend Rigatoni, what's this smut Flubber McDoodoo's been watching? Something about a bunch of degenerates fornicating in a wide variety of poses? Oh, say."
Now what?
Got a telegram for you. Sign here, Junior.
Oh, thanks, old-timer. How much of a tip do you usually get?
How much do you usually give?
Nothing. Which is more than enough for a useless, shit-faced weasel like you.
Good enough. Thanks, Johnny. Bye.
Who's the wire from, Mr. McDoodoo?
My brother Alexander. Says he arrived to OK in San Francisco after a long, rough trip. He lost a presidential election bet and had to push a peanut with his nose from New York to San Francisco.
Heavenly days. Well, he made pretty good time, didn't he?
Not really. Began the trip in 1917. He bet against Woodrow Wilson. Says he damaged his nose.
damaged his nose. How does he smell? No, don't answer that. Come on, McDoodoo. The sooner we get to work, the sooner we'll get through, and the sooner you can get into my pants.
What you got there?
In my pants? Sweet Moses on a bagel. You've done enough sniffing around down there. You should know by now.
No, I mean, what are you reading?
Some old love letters.
You mean you kept them things all these years?
Sure. Here. Smell them, McDoodoo.
Smell them? Did I write that bad?
No, I've been keeping them in the same sock you used for choking your chicken on our honeymoon. A memory I cherish. It's stiff as cardboard. It smells like a bucket of starch. Soon as I read them through once more, they and the sock will be set on fire.
Don't! Given the potency of my ejaculation, that could be an explosion risk.
Ah, here's a beautiful one. It says...
Oh, please, puss, not out loud. Someone might be listening.
Somebody might be listening to K-Boo? Well, let's hope so. This one begins, "My precious big boob booby bird, spread your lovely brer patch legs and prepare to get the shag of your life the later tonight."
I sure took that flight of fancy into a tailspin, didn't I?
It would have been my tail that was spinning.
Maybe my letters weren't so hot, but I had to do something to beat that other guy's time.
You're meaning Knuckles O'Fister, of course.
Yeah, Otis P. O'Fister. He was so crazy about golden showers, he changed his middle name to P.
Oh, McDoodoo. This is so sweet. Listen to this. "I'll never forget the time you first touched me with your wart-covered little hand. It was inside my pants at the ball game. There were more people watching us than the ball game."
That's disgusting. Mooning over a tail of your greasy mitt playing pool in a guy's pants. I don't want to hear any more. Are we going to get this house cleaned out or aren't we?
No, there's no hurry, dearie. I'm having fun.
Well, I'm not. And if you persist in reading that tripe, then I'm gonna...
You're gonna what?
I'm gonna lock myself away in this closet so I won't hear ya.
Oh, McDoodoo, don't open that closet door.
Closet. Hey, Willow, I'm thirsty. Can I have a brewski now?
Later, McDoodoo, later. Take that last box of rubbish out. And then take the slip covers off the furniture.
Remove the slip covers? That's the only thing holding that junk together. I need a drink. Been busting my nuts hauling this junk around while you've been sitting there reading them friggin' old love letters.
Well, they're so sexy. The sexiest you get these days is, "Hey, pussy, wake up. Something just came up." And until Viagra came along, even that was a lie. Oh, listen to this one. "Darling, when I hold you in my arms, even the nightingale stops his song to listen to the music. Our thighs make slapping together. Slap, slap, slap. That beautiful song with the jungle beat. The moon."
Well, hello, folks. How's everything?
"For the love of Saints Peter, Paul, and Mary, fat cocks, don't you bother knocking anymore."
Hi, Handy.
Well, what are you looking so grumpy about, Flubbadub?
He's annoyed with me because I found some old love letters in the attic.
Well, goddamn it, Pussy Willow. It ain't right. I ask you, fat cocks, ain't reading old love letters enough to raise somebody's hackles? Or is it hack someone's raisins? Stuff a guy writes in his oversexed youth makes him sound like a limp dick clinker at my age.
Sound like that? You are a limp-dicked clinker. Let me read from one letter, Mr. Fatcox, and you can judge for yourself.
No, 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 no. Don't listen, Fatcox.
No, I want to hear this, Flub Boy. I was young once myself, you know.
Oh, yeah? You can't kid me. You were born on the back of a radio station at the age of 45, the product of an illicit affair between a directional mic and a...
Beep doo-doo! That's enough of that now. The FCC might be listening.
The FCC listening to K-Boo would be like Sean Hannity listening to Bill Maher.
Well, this one says... Dear Moonbeam, I could not sleep last night for thinking of your sweet cooch.
I didn't write that stuff. I'm not that creative.
So I got out of bed, came to your house, and stood there under your window naked, whacking away. Suddenly, I burst into song like a troubadour of old until the cops hauled me off for lewd exposure.
Funny, I don't remember that. God damn it, pussy. If you haven't gotten any more regard for my feelings...
Oh, be quiet, Flubber. What are you crabbing about? That stuff about troubadours of old was pretty snappy.
Well, I don't care if it... Huh? You think it was?
Why, certainly. Certainly it was. And, baby, I know love letters when I hear 'em.
Really?
Why, sure. I get love letters all the time.
I smell a sales pitch coming up. Subtle, ain't he, folks?
Well, listen to this letter from a lady in St. Louis. Dear Mr. Fatcox, I want you to ravish me and I want to have your baby. You've brought joy and happiness into the lives of all us housewives, letting us know about the new and improved Paraffin Wax Company's self-polishing Chem Goo. Chem Goo has given us time for movies, beauty parlors, bridge parties, and rendezvous with sleazy guys with Errol Flynn mustaches. Sniffing Chem Goo doesn't destroy our lungs as much as smoking Chesterfields, and it protects our linoleum from wear and tear. No more scrubbing and buffing linoleum. We can now save that scrubbing and buffing business for our husband's knobs at bedtime. Bring them to climax quickly so we can finally get a good night's sleep. Now that's a love letter that is a love letter.
You sound like you're in love, Fatcox.
I am, with Chem Goo. Use it and you can afford to wear your heart on your sleeve. It makes work so easy you don't even have to roll them up. So long now.
Now, like doo-doo, we've got to get busy. Did you get all that junk carried out?
Yes, I did it while you were daydreaming over those slushy little missiles of mine.
No, you don't mean missiles, you mean missives.
Do not. Missive means big, oversized, like my member.
No, that's massive, and it doesn't describe your member.
I thought a massive was a guy who gives you a rub down.
No, that's a masseur, and his member is massive.
Then what's a missile?
A missile is a rocket with a bomb on the end of it.
That's what I say. Rocket those letters out of here and into the trash. They're bombs. I ain't gonna stand around here and have people snicker at me.
Oh, it's Mrs. Uppington.
Mrs. Abigail Uppington, the prominent society leader and proprietor of the town's only whorehouse?
In the flesh, the well-massaged, expensively corseted, slightly flabby flesh. Come in, Mrs. Flesh, Mrs. Uppington. Well, this is a surprise.
How do you do, Mrs. McKinley? And you too, doofus. Haven't seen your drooling visage peering through our windows in several weeks. Strange odor in here. Tell me, doofus, have you soiled your pants, or do you always smell like that?
Hi, Flabby. What cosmic upheaval has lured you out of your perfume bower?
My Fifi. Poor dear Fifi is lost.
Oh, heavenly days. Your little West Lowlands mush-faced wrinkled dog is missing?
Oh, yes. My baby. I'm so upset, really.
Calm yourself, Uppy. Where was the little perp twerp last seen? And how was she dressed?
She was last seen down the middle of the block, and she had on her best rhinestone collar, a Saks Fifth Avenue sweater, and her little leather booties.
Don't that make you sick, Puss? I mean, to think of Fifi being lost.
Yes, and better dressed than I am.
Why don't you advertise in the paper for her, Uppy?
Oh, it wouldn't do the slightest good, McDoodoo. Fifi can't read.
Oh, don't worry about your dog. She's probably eloped with some traveling Airedale.
Don't be ridiculous, Fungus Face. Fifi would have nothing to do with other dogs. Why, she's almost as human as I.
No, that's too easy. Let's move on.
Yes, let's discuss something more amusing. Look at all these old love letters of mine, Mrs. Yu. I found them in the attic. Shall I read you a couple?
If you insist, dear. It may get my mind off my poor little Phoebe.
Listen to this one. Oh, darling Pussy Cuddles, when you refused to kiss me after the basketball game tonight because of my herpes sores, you broke my heart into tiny fragments, and sweetheart, there aren't many cures for a broken heart or herpes.
Oh, good heavens! Many cures! Many cures! Yes!
What's the matter, Uppy?
Manicure! I just remembered. I left Fifi at the beauty parlor getting her manicure. Fifi, mother's coming!
Hey, Pussy Willow, I've been thinking about those letters. They're not so bad. In fact, they're kind of poetic.
Well, no. The truth is, they're pretty drippy, McDoodoo. You were absolutely right about destroying them.
No! Now, wait a minute. After thinking it over, after all, hey, what you doing?
Throwing them out the window onto the trash pile.
Oh, no!
There.
No, Moonbeam, I think you shouldn't have done that.
Well, you were the one that wanted me to throw them out.
Yeah, but after thinking it over and hearing you read them...
Come in.
Hello there, folks. I do hope I'm not intruding.
Wallace Whipple, how are you? Of course you're not intruding. We were just clearing out some old rubbish. Old love letters and things.
Oh, I could imagine a man writing a love letter to you, Mrs. McDoodoo. After all, your humongous knockers alone would inspire peons of praise. But my big old wife, oh, she'd never stand for such nonsense.
Oh, come, come, Mr. Wimple. Every woman has a streak of sentiment down in her heart someplace.
Not if she doesn't have a heart down in her someplace. And especially not in her tunnel of love, I'm afraid.
Your better half sounds like a pretty chilly character, Wimple.
Oh, she's really a wonderful woman, Mr. McDoodoo. Like, she's a great help to me when I'm writing verses for greeting cards. Lots of times when I'm beating my brains out for a rhyme, she comes in and helps me.
Helps you beat out your brains? Huh? I think I met your wife someplace, Wimple.
Could it have been on Halloween, riding her broom?
Did you ever lose your temper with her, Mr. Wimple?
I've learned to control myself, Mrs. McDoodoo. Yoga, you know.
Yoga? How does it work, Wimple?
It's just sitting still and concentrating. Preferably in solitude, Mr. McDoodoo. I just sit for hours and hours, imagining that my soul is free. Sometimes I sit cross-legged all day long, locked in a little room under our front stairs.
What's the result?
The result is eventually my wife unlocks the door and I apologize and she lets me out. Well, goodbye now. Don't come over to our house sometimes. You'd hate it.
Poor Mr. Wimple. You know, he's a little martyr, isn't he?
Yes, but he wouldn't be a little martyr if he was a little smarter.
Now, let's see. If you take the rugs out... Oh, dear. Come in.
How do you do? Is Miss Moonbeam here?
Who, Bud?
Moonbeam, otherwise known as Gorgeous Girl. My Peoria Prairie Flower, Sugar Bun, Gypsy Sweetheart, and Snatch of My Dreams.
Who on earth is this man? Oh, you've seen those letters.
You mean even he knows about those letters?
You must be the captain of the Dreamboat.
Ah, goddamn motherfucking...
Alias Tootsie. Alias A Million Kisses From You Know Who, and a.k.a. Boy, do I have something long and thick to show you. Allow me, Tootsie, to return your letters. Passing by your window, I was suddenly struck on the fedora by an avalanche of these bladeuse. And if Billy here should want to do them again, I would be tempted to cram them down his sentimental gullet. Here, Dreamboat. Good day, Moonreen.
All right, dearie. Let me take those letters.
Hey, what you gonna do with them?
Burn them. Give me a match.
Hey, now wait. Let's not be hasty.
What do you mean?
Well, in spite of my embarrassment, everybody who's heard or read any of those letters say they're pretty good. Maybe I should sell them to a magazine or book publisher.
You'll never publish my love letters, McDoodoo. No, sir. I promised I'd burn them up, and that's that. Anyway, you weren't the author.
What?
Those letters were from Otis O'Fister.
From old O.P.? Burn 'em!
This is Handy Fatcock speaking for the makers of new improved paraffin wax for home and industry, inviting you to call or write your complaints about this show to Cable. Letters will be judged on neatness and originality. The winning entry will be awarded one of our lovely hate mail prizes. Tonight's cast included M. Watson.
Rolf.
Well, Puss. Mar, right here on the Radio PM.